Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back and joined, as we have the wonderful opportunity to do, by our friend Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist and now blogger extraordinaire at dianawest.net. You can also find her writings on the bestseller list in places like, well, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal, the secret assault on our nation's character. She is kind enough to give us time each week, and it's always a delight to have a chance to visit with her. Diana, thanks for doing so today.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful to be with you.
Well, let's start with an interesting, perhaps even seismic shift in electoral politics in America. After the Trump phenomenon, there has been a sort of post-Trump phenomenon, and now we seem to be back to the sort of insurgency that brought Donald Trump to power with the victory over the swamp by Roy Moore, the new Republican Senate candidate to replace Jeff Sessions. Diana West, tell us about your thoughts on how this came about, despite the very high profile and active intervention by Donald Trump on behalf of the swamp creature.
Yes, well, I don't know what I can tell you because it's all very inexplicable, but I do believe that President Trump was rather ambivalent about his candidate as he campaigned for him and always made it clear that he would certainly campaign hard for Judge Moore should he be the victor. So this was a very strange kabuki theater that I don't think we really know the backstory on. The outcome is good. Certainly Judge Moore supports the Trump agenda more than the Trump White House does. And so that is a good thing. And we've seen the dynamic of Breitbart and Steve Bannon and so on bringing out the crowds down in Alabama, which would be probably the best possible state for this kind of an insurgency, if we want to call it that. You know, it will be tested in states that are not so red. So, you know, we'll see how this goes going forward into places where the McConnell machine, et cetera.
Yeah, like presumably in Tennessee, where we'll see the replacement of Bob Corker, thanks be to God, taking place next year. And I think it will be an interesting race because I think there will be at least one rock-ribbed conservative in it, and hopefully we'll see history repeating here. But Diana, because you have been a champion of this movement that Donald Trump tapped into, a lot of people call it the Trump movement, but I really think it's bigger than him, and it will be interesting to see where it goes if he continues to sort of embrace the swamp and some of its agenda. But what are your thoughts on the importance of Donald Trump returning to the kinds of issues that helped get him elected president? I'm thinking particularly about our mutual interest in defeating Sharia supremacism at our borders and beyond.
What are my thoughts in terms of should he return to this? Yes, he should return to his own agenda. I think it is the Trump agenda only because he tapped into issues or expressed issues that no other politician, no other national politician before him, or had he not come on the scene after him, I do, in my opinion, would have ever articulated these issues of immigration, issues of Sharia immigration, et cetera, the America First agenda. These were issues that were supposed to have been long ago and were settled by the swamp, by the establishment. And indeed, nobody stepped out of line. So I think it is the Trump agenda. It is bigger than him in the sense that he unleashed it. Now, where we are with it, we are in a terrible place because are we at a tipping point, to use that extremely overtired phrase? We are past a tipping point, and now we're seeing his own agenda subverted from within in terms of the immigration issues, in terms of the cap on refugees, which is barely a dent. I mean, it's kind of a ridiculous practice. You see all these headlines talking about this 45,000 refugee resettlement cap that is supposed to be announced. You see it framed in terms of lowest numbers ever as if it's a change, but seriously, it's merely a fractional downward shift.
Then sort of a correction to what it used to be before it was bumped up dramatically by Obama. But on the immigration issue, we were talking about it with Michael Cutler in the previous segment. I would be interested in your thoughts about what the president does seem to be doing. And I discern the fine hand of H.R. McMaster in this, as in so many of these deviations, is kind of shifting away from the whole idea that he campaigned on, that he was going to stop people who wish to do us harm, who, more to the point, don't share our values, as he put it famously on the 15th of August of last year, from coming to this country. It implied, at the very least, a filter that would screen out some of these jihadists before they get here. And I'm struck particularly, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it, Dinah West, but our friend Andy McCarthy has a terrific piece at National Review Online about this, in which he particularly warns that if you don't try to stop the ideology that these folks adhere to from leaching in, you're going to simply have people who aren't perhaps jihadists when they migrate becoming, in due course, a threat inside the United States. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a great tragedy and it's a great danger, because he campaigned as if he was very prepared to remember his bowl of Skittles speeches. He was prepared to have a ban on immigration from Islamic countries. I mean, this was obviously what he was discussing, what he was looking at. How extreme vetting was going to pan out was a question mark. But the idea that there were people and there were ideologies that existed in this world that are antithetical to our own flourishing is something that was very front and center of his platform, of his agenda that he articulated, and that people did understand essentially as a ban on immigration from Islamic countries. And this was constantly tested by pollsters who would go to his rallies and find out that the numbers in support of such a ban, without any fancy language or nuance, was extremely high, was upwards around, 60 to 75%, numbers like that, very strong.
Well, it's basically common sense is what it comes down to, I think.
It comes down to common sense, and which is something that has been stamped out of us. This is, again, part of what Trump, is responsible for reviving, even as he has lost it himself and seems to be completely distracted and off on tangents. And, it's a terrible, terrible situation.
Yeah. Let me ask you, because this outbreak of common sense seems to have been manifesting itself even in Germany this past week, as Germans gave a significant vote to the Alternative for Germany, Alternative for Deutschland, as it's called. Daniel, what are your thoughts on that? You follow closely developments in Europe. Is this also perhaps a sea change?
Well, I don't think it's a sea change. I think it's a good thing. I'm happy about it. And yet, how happy can we be when we see a sea change that ultimately comes down to 12-13% of the vote in the midst of a rape jihad, in the midst of rampant hijra, rampant mass Muslim immigration, thanks to the policy, the specific policy, the open borders stated policy of Angela Merkel, who is returned to office for, I believe it's the fourth time. This is how negatively I will view this. Is it a death rattle? Can we call it something as sad as that? Or is it simply a nascent movement? Well, there isn't really time for nascent movements in Europe at this time. So this is why it's a strike in the right direction. But I mean, we're very far along, and Germany is very, very a damaged country. It's a battleground, and this is all they can muster. It's a sad statement.
But it will be interesting to see, how it turns in a parliamentary system into a significant bloc. We'll be watching that closely, as I know will you. Dinah, thank you so much for your time today. As always, it's great to visit with you. We'll look forward to doing so again next week, and to talking to the rest of you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.